I'm Michelle Dawes. I work for Gas Services Sandwell Council. I've worked with Adrian since I started in 1992, so 23 years really.
I'm Mal Targem. I work for Gas Services as well, and I knew Adrian for about 10 years.
I was on leave that day and I had a phone call at home about 2:15, something like that. And then the bottom just dropped out of our world.
He didn't click straight away that where he was. And about half an hour later, he clicked for AIDS in Tunisia. And I thought, nah, he'd be all right. In the afternoon, can't remember how I got confirmation, but then I told my colleague. And then about 20 minutes later, he came through. Then we told the team.
It must have been, like you say, shock and numbness, I guess.
Numbness, and still, even now, 12 months, we know it's true, we know he's not coming back, but you still expect to walk in on the morning and see him sitting there at his desk.
I didn't believe that it happened, yeah, until it's in his photo on the news the next day, yeah. And that's when he sunk in. I just thought it was a mistake.
We kept hoping it was a mistake, we kept hoping that, you know, he was safe, he was in a hospital somewhere, and obviously Pat and Joel, because I come from Wensbury, so I knew the family outside of work. And like I said, I've known Aid 23 years, not just as a manager, but as a close friend. And I think with Susie, I just think she's remarkable. I mean, she's put all her strength into getting out of bed every day, and for Owen and for her mom. I mean, Aid wasn't just a brother to her. He was a father to the boys, and they're a credit. And she's truly remarkable. And what she's doing now with the Smile for Joel for other victims, it just goes to show what sort of person and what sort of family they really are.
What was he like as a boss?
Brilliant. I know it's easy to say that, but he was brilliant. He was just, words can't describe him. He was just such a clever bloke. He really was clever, and his humour, he had such a dry sense of humour. And if you had a problem, you just went to him, and he just...
Yeah, he was the kind of bloke that you'd go to him with a problem, but he'd ask you, have you come to me with a solution as well?
And what was he like generally around the office?
Fun, yeah. I mean, you knew your place and you knew if you'd done something wrong. But no, he was just such a big personality. And I think that's why, even now, nearly 12 months on, we still all just feel his absence. We'll never be able to replace him.
The office environment was a relaxed one. Even during our busiest periods, he'd give off a vibe that he would all be relaxed. He'd be there, he was like a shield.
Yeah.
Can't even believe it's 12 months now. And it's like, we're all carrying on, we're doing our work, but it ain't the same place.
No, it's lost its soul, and we'll never get that back, never. Not without him.
Ever named an apprenticeship award after him, because obviously Sandwell takes a batch of apprentices on, and the shining light of them apprentices will be awarded the Adrian Evans Apprenticeship Award. Yeah. So every year his name will be remembered.
And obviously we've got the bench that we had made here, yeah, which is special to us. It's right under his window, so we can still look out from there and look down.
He'll be here with his sunglasses on.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely still around, yeah.